a mitzvah which most of us do every single day, a very well thought over, and understand why we say this, why we say this, and every single bracha has its own reasons, it might give us more of a geschmack in the Birkas HaMazon. When we have more of a geschmack in the Birkas HaMazon, we'll be happy to take a bit more time over it and have a pleasure in the mitzvah. As a hakdama, I just want to say one or two things before we go into the actual nusach of the bracha. I want to say how much schar to get for the bracha of Birkas HaMazon, and that will maybe also help us to appreciate the actual nusach of the Birkas HaMazon. So the first thing is, this is quite well known, the Rekeach says that in Birkas HaMazon you have every single letter in Birkas HaMazon besides one. Besides, oh, end of faith. Besides end of faith. Don't think, I'm sure about the pay itself. Parent is saying, oh yeah. It's end of faith. Why? So the Rekeach says, anyone that says Birkas HaMazon with Kavana is going to have no bad word that has with the end of faith. No Shetzef, no Ketzef, all Oshin Klolos. No Af, is anger, no NF, all, there will be no anger to the person that says Birkas HaMazon with Kavana. No, that will be Zeuchet to 80 different roses in Gan Eden. It's a grace of bracha if you say Bekavana. It's also your dua. The Chinuch says, the parish says Ekev. It's a grace of skula. People looking for skulas for Parnassus in fact today. It's a skula from the Eidah Gerish in the Chinuch. Kach mekubel ani merevoy yisai mishdur ben yudan. Kol ha'azoye bebrikas ha'mozin. Mizoy noisov, mitzuy noi b'chovoid, kol yomov. His whole life, you'll have mezoinus b'chovoid. There's another Zoya HaKadosh. I'm not familiar with all the college business. I can see brought down in the. I've got a bench called the Avodah Tefillah. It's made by the Rabbi Birnbaum. He brings down the Zohar Kodesh, and he says, I'll translate it in Lashon HaKodesh, or rather in English, because I won't read it out in Aramaic. He says the following: anyone that benches from satisfaction, and he benches b'simcha, and the k'moy shehu mevarich b'simcha, the same amount of simcha that he benches. Came yitnu loy besimcha ube'ein toivah. The same, exactly the same besimcha. You bench to Hashem, He'll give you besimcha ube'ein toivah. And the remez for that is Birkas Hashem, he tashir. Birkas Hashem is the loshin giving a bracha to the Eibishter. He tashir. That will make you rich. And the Chaim Vital says a person shouldn't be a kofi toivah. He should bench besimcha. And as like to be mekabel a matana. And beschus that. That's a bracha from Machan Mikal. And finally, one more Zoya Kodesh in Parashas Bayakel. Kol Yish Mavarech Birkas HaMazon Koroi. Anyone that mentions Birkas HaMazon Koroi, Besimcha Uveratzoin, then when he's lifted, he'll go to the Olam HaEmes and he'll be Mokoi Mimuchonoi. He'll get a very, very high place in Gan Eden. So we see from here, benching Birkas HaMazon Koroi is nisht a leichte zach. It's a very, very special mitzvah. And we're going to try and make it possible to bench Birkas HaMazon Besimcha when we realize each word has got its own pshat, each word has got its own Chazal thought about it, and it's not just a bunch of words which we're going to say. So let's start off in as akdama for all the brachas of Birkas HaMazon. We know that the Birkas HaMazon is deraisa. Now the question is, if it's deraisa, how can there be the Gemara in bracha says Moshe Rabbeinu made the first bracha after the mon, Yeshua made the second bracha when he came into Eretz Yisrael, and David the Shlomo made the third bracha of Rachim when they were in Yerushalayim? They weren't all alive at the time of Kabbalah Sakhira. How can all be Doraisa? So the answer is, says the Rashba, no, of course it's all Midoraisa. Uveriachto tells you the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon. Tells you the Birkas HaOret. That's actually Al-Horetz, and Hatoiva tells you the bracha of Rachim. But what happened was, every doyr had their own nusach. Moshe Rabbeinu had his nusach for the first bracha. Yeshua had a nusach. He said, I didn't say Asher Chato Lav Yisein. He said, Hashem Elekeinu Asher Chato Lom. And even David and Shlomo and Rachim, they had their own nusach. Well, David didn't yet have the Beis HaMikdash, and Shlomo did. So they had different nuschos. So every person had his own nusach. Until Anshei Knesset HaGdola fixed nusach. But Avad, it's all the Raisa. The Shaila is the nusach of the bracha, if it's there, what exactly it was. So, being as Moshe Rabbeinu made the first bracha of Hazanah Soilom, let's go towards the end. Nusach Sfad, there's a nusach of Ka'omu, Feiserech Es Yodecha, Umasbi Alechol Chayot. We're all familiar with that. Umeichem Mazel Chol Beriz Shabaram, Ka'omu, Feiserech Es Yodecha, Umasbi Alechol Chayot. Says the Beis Yosef in Sima Kuf Pei Zayin, it's a mistake, don't say this. He was Sfad, he was the head of Nusach Sfad. Don't say it. Why? How can it be Moshe Rabbeinu says the words Ka'amu Poseich Es Yudecha Masbi Alechol Chayratzoin? Where's this pasuk from, Rabbi Yisrael? Poseich Es Yudecha Tehillim. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu Tehillim was from David HaMelech. It doesn't make sense. He should say Ka'amu Poseich Es Yudecha. So he also says shame from the call boy. It's a mistake. Don't say it. And besides that, the poets can say it doesn't make sense. Moshe Rabbeinu is making his own bracha, and he should quote. He should quote from someone who's lower than him, who's sort of generations later. It's Hanish Kamshat. It's called Eloshin in Gemara Yehuda Ba'oid Lekra. It's Hanish Kamshat. So, the one answer they give is that maybe the main answer. The Ma'abit give this answer as a bad way. Moshe Rabbeinu said it. He didn't say Ka'amu. He just finished off, it's Yadua, as Tehillim wasn't made but only with David HaMelech. Moshe Rabbeinu had said some tefillah to Moshe. Yaakov Avinu, when he was in the Sadeh, he made plenty of mitlach. No, it was forgotten about. And David HaMelech later on revealed it, the Beruach HaKodesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu had said the Nusach, Pesach, Esedech, 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 later on, when David HaMelech came along, he added on Ka'amu, Pesach, Esedech, Esedech. Mr. Korov explains, that's what it doesn't say Kakosov. Like later on in Va'ala Kodesh, it says Kakosov HaKalto. Ka'amu, like it was already said, Moshe Rabbeinu had already said the Pesach HaShadech HaMashadech HaKalotze. But however, that's from Yashin Nusach Sfad, however the Darki Moshe and the Nusach Ashkenaz attacker not to say it because of this problem. Oh, that's one diuk in the first bracha in Birkas Hazon. The second bracha of Noide. Who made the bracha of Noide? Yeshua ben Nun. The Lashon of the Beis Yosef, Shebala Leket, he says, Yeshua, he saw Moshe Rabbeinu and the Avos, Shechomdu kol kach likonis, they were so desperate to come in, Uvahu v'sikrin bracha zu. He came along and was m'sakin this bracha. And of course the Levush is Moisef, it's a roi to give Hidah of the Ahilig Eretz Yisrael, which is the Shechina Kedosh Yisrael B'Sechinu. Now the problem is, I asked somebody last night, I've had this problem quite a long time, Bishloima, people who were in the Eretz Yisrael, who were eating bread from Eretz Yisrael, things that grew in Eretz Yisrael, it's Einzach. But here in England, when Golos were eating from the British farmland, our bread wasn't made in Eretz Yisrael, our vegetables were grown maybe in Spain, our tomatoes were grown in Algeria, I don't know where, as long as it wasn't in China, but we're not being nerev from Eretz Yisrael. Why do we need to do a second bracha to thank Hashem? We're not in Eretz Yisrael. So, the only pshat is, somebody told me last night from the Arshach HaKadosh, he said, Hogufa, it's supposed to be a shtikl musa to us. Yeshua said, Noid lecho Hashem lekinu Hashem chalto lon. And the Arshach says, Moshe Rabbeinu warned Klal Yisrael, I want you to keep it up, but that it should be v'chalto v'savolto v'reachta Hashem lekecho, and also tev v'shenos an loch. Make sure the Oret will be always a shenos an loch, and it won't be something a shenos an abu yisenu. Because a shenos an abu yisenu means we're in Golos, and it will be a shenos an abu yisenu. So it was part of the Hichachas and Azharas in Parshas Ekev, which Rabbeinu was warning them, keep up the mitzvahs and make sure it always be Dashanosan, Ve'irachta Shekem Lekecha La'atzadeh V'shanosanoch. Unfortunately, we're in Galus. So we're going to keep up the bracha Noi de lecha alekeinu Hashem lekeinu shechalat alaviseinu. But straight away afterwards we'll have in mind the rachim no Hashem lekeinu. Unfortunately, we haven't got the aretz atoiva. So hod rachmanos al Yisrael amecha b'shulayim minecha. So as much as it's supposed to be hoidah for the aretz atoiva, which the bread does come from, at the same time it's supposed to be a bissel musa to us, and automatically will be a bakasha for rachim no, for to get back at this aretz atoiva. Now this bracha is set, so the Gemara bracha says it's got to be hoidah b'tchila and hoidah b'soif. Hoidah b'tchila is more of a protestic hoidah for all the various things we're going to talk about in a minute. And it's got to be also hoidah b'soif v'ala koyla Hashem alakim. It's not just just words put together. It's all worked out b'tchila for Nachshon Knesset HaGedolah. Now, what do we thank Hashem in the Noi de Lecha about? So we thank Hashem for a bris and for the Torah. Those things are on ma'akov. If you didn't mention bris and Torah, you have to go back. Which one comes first? Bris or Torah? Bris. We say that bris chosh chasam tov sorenu, v'al Torah chosh shalim ad tonu. How come? Why does bris come first? Any suggestions?
Bris came first.
Bris came first, Avraham Avinu. Bris was first, and only then came Matan Torah. That's one pshat. Very good. Mr. Rosenbaum. The other pshat is that bris was, as the Gemara in Bracha says, bris has got yud gimel brisas, 13 different brisas cut out for bris milah, and Torah has only got 3. No, so something which has more comes first. And there's another famous pshat, which is from the Rebbe Kiv Egin, it's Chuvas. It says, without bris milah, we'd have an orlas halev. The orlas of the Mila, and we cut that off, it takes away the Arla Salev, which automatically helps understand the Torah. So first we have to thank Hashem, Brisko Shechasam Tov Tzoyimu, that we've taken away the Arla Salev, and then that we've also Shalim Ad Torah. All worked out. Now, the problem is, as our Noshim are not Mechuyev Bris, are not Mechuyev Torah. So why are they saying that as Kara in Bris Torah? So you won't believe it, but if you look at the Ramah in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, and you follow the Ramah, you will say that the Noshim miss out these few words. Noshim lo yomru bris v'torah, because they're not bnei bris and they're not bnei torah. No. What suggestion can we give them? So the Mishabura emergency comes along to help us out, because we do say it. And he says, no, I'll tell you what's pshat. It's bizchus the Torah and the bris, the Nochli Yisrael es Aretz. They are married to people who were Noichel the Aretz. And Bezchus, the Bris and the Torah, they were also Zoicha to a part of Eretz Yisrael. So they also benefited, not directly, but indirectly. The second Teretz is, this Teretz comes from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which you're probably all thinking about, that they have their own mitzvahs. Yeah, they've got their mitzvahs. They've got the help, they have to keep Shabbos, they've got Nidachal and Loksane, they've got the Omitzas. Plus, they also have to. If the man can't do it, then the Ishra has to do it, like Tzipora did it. Yeah. So Mr. Rodman will say, no, but we've sorry, no, actually, yeah, that may be shver. So the other answer is, so that every Isha also has to come on to, in order to get married, they also have to have a married person who has had a bris milah. So Mela, they also have to come on to.
What's the grace of Kasha? We say, Al Shasul Hashem came with Mitzrayim, we all didn't go to Mitzrayim, yet we still say it. Oh. So what's not applicable to us, we can still say it, so what's applicable to them?
So I hear what you want to say, but yeah. So you say, actually, to son Hashem lekeinu Mitzrayim, took us out of Mitzrayim. So on that, actually, the Mefarshim say, it doesn't say, actually, to son Avoseinu Mitzrayim. It's actually, to son nu Aron Hashabbos.
Aron
Hashabbos.
By the Noi de Lecha, he says, actually, Chaltel Avoseinu. Unfortunately, we don't have it now, we spoke before. But when it comes to Mitzrayim, the Medayah gets it, actually, to son nu, because the Shabbos were there. But when you come on to Hashem Tov of Soreinu, and it's more Shmeh. Yeah, Shkech Mitzrayim for that. So, what's that? So that's we have to come on to that. Those trotim as either mechuyev a mitzvahs or they're benefited from a husband or a man who's also mechuyev in their mitzvahs. That's what Mishnah Berurah reckons out. However, if a man would miss out bris v'torah as noy delacha, he would have to go back. Now the big kasha is, I heard this kasha in Eliezer Halpern, and when I was learning in Gemara Brachos in his Kollel, it's a pelet gezach. Birkas alamichya is me'en shalosh. It's got to have in Birkas alamichya everything, the main part me'en of the three brachos. What's going on here? In alamichya there's not a single mention of bris v'torah. How can it be? If bris v'torah is machzir in oisa, if you forgot it, how can it be they miss out in alamichya? So this kasha is such a strong kasha that the Chazon Ish comes along and says, he argues with the Bi'alocha. The Bi'alocha brings down from the Chai Odom that bris v'torah is deraisa, even though he brings some Hashem that holds the Rabbana, but Chai Odom holds the deraisa. Says the Chazon Ish, no, Kenu Zayin is deraisa. Otherwise, we'll mention it in Alamichyo. It must be mid Rabbana. Mid Rabbana, they said he should mention it, Tzma'akav only because Samadoin, or Benishim be Alamichyo. It doesn't answer exactly how come we don't say it, but it answers how it makes it a stage less. That's not the raisa. It's only Rabbanon. Once he comes with Rabbanon, he can say no. Chazal or mechayev only in their brachas, nishin alamichyo. Just before we finish the bracha of Noida, I'll say that I saw him down a ma'aser of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, whenever he said davening, he wasn't the kind of person that used to repeat his words. You'd have some people, Chveis, a couple of Pesukim Zimra or Benchon, say over, say again. Shlomo Zalman would never repeat his words. It came once where one of his B'nai Bayis, he was halfway through Noideh, and then he went all the way back again to Noideh. So they asked him after mentioning, in the middle of Noideh, he started going back. So he said, Bishlem, if I'm asking for something, I didn't have Kavanah to Einzach, but danking the Eibishter, thanking without Kavanah is garnished. Thanking, I haven't done my door, I'm going to go back. So Shlomo Zalman made sure he had Kavanah every single day. Well, the end of the Birkas Hodah is Baruch Atah Hashem ala Oretz v'ala Mozin. Ala Oretz v'ala Mozin, the Gemara, you have to be careful what's chat in ala Oretz v'ala Mozin. Many of you might think it's two things. Baruch Atah Hashem ala Oretz, thank Hashem for the Oretz, v'ala Mozin. If the Gemara in Bracha says no, you can't make an end of a bracha having two things. It's like ein nois mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. It's like you don't have one kois for two different things. Ein nois chavilas chavilas. You don't say al ha'aretz. So what's pshat al ha'aretz v'al ha'mozein? So pshat is all the mafroshim. Wherever taiches and benches explain this, al ha'aretz, which brings out the mozein. Even though it's got a vav v'al ha'mozein, it's a shver vav. That's the taich al ha'aretz, which brings out the mozein. By the way, if there's a remez, you should be sitting down during Birkas HaMozein. What's the remez? The Tosfos, the last Tosfos in Masech in Shesh Achra says this: V'savoto v'rachto. V'savoto shev ace. Shev, sit down. Ace uverachto. It's the nutrition of the word v'savoto. Shev ace v'savoto uverachto. Sit down the time when you bench. Just put down in halacha, Birkas HaMozein, not even al hamichya. Once you sit down, out's covered, out's your Shemaim, once you be sitting down with such a bracha. Okay, so we've finished the second bracha of Birkas HaMozein. Let's go into the third bracha, Birkas Rachim. So we said, of course, this bracha is the Raisa. Who made it? David HaMelech and Shlomo. So as we said before, at each day it had different Nuschois. David had one Nusach, he was davening at the Shalva Sa'aretz to continue. Shlomo HaMelech had his Nusach, that he was mesakel al habayis hagadol hakodesh. David HaMelech didn't have the bayis hagadol hakodesh. Shlomo added it on. Now, before I start this story, this book of Rachim, I want to tell you a maisa that also brought down this Havilis HaTfilah Bencher from the Chofetz Chaim. Very, very powerful, scary story. The Chofetz Chaim, the Reb Shimon Shvab was in Radin, in Yer Tofresh Tzadi, and you're sitting by a shalashudas in the Chofetz Chaim's house. And he went to America, a vad in America. This is what it was like when Chofetz Chaim was benching, a new Tofresh Tzadi. He said, Azoi, Chofetz Chaim started off the first bracha, second bracha, could bench me a posher to eat. No less between me and you. However, maybe it's more than me, but that was his nusach, no less between me and you. When he came to Rachim, then he started moaning and groaning. Al Yisroel Amecha, oi, oi, oi. Al Yishalayim Yirecha, oi, oi, oi. And he was moaning and groaning. He couldn't speak, he was in the middle of a bracha. Till he came, Mikol Tov Lo'ilam Alichas Reinu. Then he stopped. And then he said to the people who were there, he said in Yiddish, he said, Ich zei, was geht sein in 10 years? It was Tofresh Tzadi, 10 years was Tof Shion. You can't see, but I can see. Then he said, the 12 million chalolim would sein a kinderspiel to what's going to be in 10 years' time. Talking about the 12 million people that were killed in the First World War will be a kinderspiel to what's going to be in 10 years' time. This was the Chofetz Chaim, when he came to Rachim at Gefild, with his Ruach HaKodesh, he saw a bit more than we do. But at Shana, what it means to beg Hashem for Yisroel HaMecho, for Yishalayim HaMecho, for Tzim HaShkak HaMecho. If one realizes how our Gedolim bench, this Bracha of Rachim, will help us as well, will help us. So when we finish, when we get halfway through Al Yisroel HaMecho, Yishalayim HaMecho, anybody who's got a little bit of Kavanah, it's going to be stunned. What's going on here? It's supposed to be a bracha for Yerushalayim. And then we go Elekeinu, Avinu, Re'enu, Zeneinu, give us Parnasa, Chalkeleinu, Behar Vecheinu, Shalom, Shalikol, Melam, Boaz. What's going on here? It's supposed to be a bracha for Yerushalayim. If you want it for a bracha for Parnasa, make Re'enu, Zeneinu in the bracha of Hazan. Why now? Emitten Yerushalayim, emitten the bracha of Rachim. Any suggestions? It's quite a stark akasha. So, I have one teretz for you from the Eon Filler. Eon Filler was one of the main reforshim on davening and on all over. He says the Mishnah in Soita says, Miyoyim shechora beis hamikdash, ein bo yoyim she'ein bo klala, v'le yorad atal levrocha, v'nochal tam apiris. Since the Chob beis hamikdash, however delicious our fruits are, we're far, far away from the actual taste of the food and the fruit the way it's supposed to taste of. It's got clonus in the food. It's minotl tam aperis. Straight after we finish of Rachim, we say to Hashem, bring back the Beis HaMikdash and bring us back the tam in the peris. Bring back the tal. It should give a bracha in the peris. It should be a benisma mituva. It should be a urimrecha choleo. That's an alamichio of a shtetzach. It's applied to the bracha as well. And the Gemara in Ksuba says, Mizbeach, Miziach, Umezin. Rashi explains, Mizchus karbonas nizn oilam. So that if we don't have enough food and enough parnasa today, it's all because of the klala of the Chum Beis HaMikdash. So straight away when we're finished, we say, Hashem, we know our parnasa is in stake because of the Chorban. Avinu Reinu Zeneinu Parnaseinu, give us a boost to the parnasa. That's how the shaychus in this bracha of Birkas Rachim is.
What's the difference between Shlaim and Tzioin?
Oh, what's the difference? Good. So the Mefarshim explain there's two levels in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the actual the actual place of Yerushalayim, and Tzion is, he says, the Mokim HaMiyuchad Yerushalayim, and the spirit of Miyuchad is place, probably more where the Har HaBayis is, or that area which is Miyuchad for Hashra'at HaShkina. That's the difference between Yerushalayim and Tzion. I would say maybe the Bayis HaGadol is the actual base of Mikdash. Tzion is the Mokim HaMiyuchad for Hashra'at HaShkina. I'll possibly say it's the Har HaBayis. That's also Mokim HaMiyuchad, the Koisel is part of the Har HaBayis. The Shechinah Le'Zaza. So that's the Mishkan Kvaydecha. And Yerushalayim is the whole Yerushalayim. That's the way the Mefarshim explain. At the end of Rachim, we finish off. We ask Hashem for Parnasa. Kim Liyotcha Mleya HaPsucha HaKadoisha V'Harachava. So anyone that's thinking a little bit of what's going of the kavod, what does it mean? We ask Hashem, give us palaski yotcha mleo, mleo, it's full, psucha is open, kedoisha is helik, har chava is why? That word kedoisha doesn't come in. We're trying to ask Hashem for mleo, psucha, rechava, where does kedoisha come in? So one answer is getting away with it, is it shouldn't be hakadosha, it should be hagadusha with a gimel. Hagadusha, if you look in the old Neschois, it used to be hagadusha. Gadusha comes in Russian, male the goddess. That may be the correct answer, but however, unfortunately our Neschois were a bit tampered with, and we possibly had a different Nesuch, maybe it's the right one. We have a hakadosha. So what's Pshat? So there's the only teretz is you can give a musadik a teretz, also from the Sabbath, that tefillah. It gives a teretz. Actually, just by the way, the Aruch HaShulchan does actually bring down the nusach of Gedusha. It's brought down in the poskim. The Baal Shem Tov in his siddur used to have the word Gedusha, but it's not well known. So Reb Itzel Blaser, he used to say pshat is as the Eibush's hand. Is Haley Dika hand? Are we Roy to accept from his Yodhi Hamaleo? Are we Roy, is our hand ready to accept from his Yodhi Akdosha? If yes, okay, we should say from Yodhi Hamaleo Akdosha. If not, we'll have to sort of give us a bit of a shuckle. The image is Haley Dika hand. How can we come and take from Yodhi Akdosha? Okay, Mishain a Kodesh Eich Yikach, it's a bit of Musa Dikavat. Oh, but it's something to have in mind, we should be mechazik ourselves, we're benching, and we should be able to be roy to take from Yodhi Akdosha. Finally, we finish off the bracha of Rachim. Baruch Ato Hashem, Boinei Berachmav Yerushalayim Amen. So before we get to the word Berachmav, many of us may have thought, why do we say Amen in the middle of the benching? Middle of benching, we say maybe Oyster Shalom and Rimo, we finish Vimra Amen. What's Amen in the middle of benching? So the answer is, the place can explain. Amen is to be mafsik between the brachas deraisas and the brachas derabamon. We finish the three brachas deraisas, we say Amen, it's the end. It's a bit like Oyster Shalom, it's a bit like a Sion. Or let Mr. Rosemann say, Yishtabach.
Yeah.
Oh, very good, Mr. Rosemann. Yishtabach, al Shoyim Am Yisrael Ad. Those who are used to, not Nusach Sfad, but the Sfadim, yeah, they also say, Amen. Melech Kelche, Hol Amim, Amen. Why? Because this is the end of Pesuket Zimra, before we get to Birkas Krishma. Same thing by Ma'ariv. Shomei Amo Yisrael, La'ad, Amen. This is before you get to Shem Esra. Amen can sometimes be a bit of a mafsik, a hefsik. The Shulchan Aruch and the Shabura debate whether you should be really saying it quietly. It's not from the actual Nusach HaBracha. It came much later on. Nusach HaBracha, Bo'in Baracha Mishalayim. So officially, that you're supposed to say it quietly. However, Mishabura says, if you do it Zimon, you can zecha say it loud. Even if you don't do Zimon, we can say it quietly. We can still say it loud, it's because I don't remember now. He gives a pshat why we can still say it loud.
What's
Oyser Shalom
Amen as well?
Oyser Shalom is the main part of the end of the whole benching. Yeruah Hashem is just psukim of Musa, psukim of Chizuk of don't forget the Eibishnu Yachzachol Toiv, Hoyd Hashem Kedoyim Chastoy. And believe it or not, if you look at the Sfadi bencher, they say Yeruah Hashem first. And they finish off Oseh Shalom B'Mamav. Like Shemin Esra, we finish off Oseh Shalom B'Mamav.
What's Amen there?
V'Imru Amen.
So you finish?
We finish, yeah. Finish off Imru Amen, yeah. So that's the Amen. What is the Boinei Berachmav Yerushalayim? So, once again, if you look at the Beis Yosef, brought down in Siman Kuf Peiches, Beis Yosef brings from his Rebbe the Maharam, as you should say, Boinei Berachma Yerushalayim, like us. However, he finishes off, Avel Einoi Nochoi. So this is richtig. And look at how much tumul have been turned around because of one word of Birkas HaMazon. This helps us have a bit more kavana in order we'll get the brachas as good as the Birkas HaMazon. He says, it's nicht richtig. We said in Shabbos Chazoin, Haftarah, Tzion, b'mishpat tipadeh. Tzion, we brought back b'mishpat. Mishpat means loshen din, not berachmim. So don't say it, miss out. Just say, boi Yerushalayim. Back in Davening, Shmin Esra. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, boi Yerushalayim. We don't say, boi Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Same thing. However, so in some benches you'll find your brackets. The Gaon Taka, what was mapped in this, anyone who's heard people, who does follow the Gaon, yeah, I think I've heard quite a few times about Ram Gurevitz. Often when you used to bench aloud by Berkis HaZimon, he finished off Baruch Atah Hashem, boi Yerushalayim, Amen. That's the meaning of the Gaon. However, our Nusach, that Moshe already brings down, no, there's a difference between the Boine Yerushalayim and the Tipodeh of Yerushalayim. Tzim b'mishpat Tipodeh, the Pediah, it's obviously a stage before the Binyan. The Pediah, the redeeming, will be b'mishpat. But the Boine, that will be Berachmim. And he brings Raya, so a Pasuk of a Pasuk in Zechariah, there's Raya that the Binyan will be Berachmim. Another teret is brought down in the Bach from the Aruch HaShulchan. There's a difference between davening in Yerushalayim Yericho and our Rachim. Every bracha has got to be me'enech hasima. Yeah. So in davening, when we say Yerushalayim Yericho, we didn't start off with Rachim, so we don't finish off with Rachim. However, in Birkas HaMazon, we start off Rachim No Hashem Elokeinu. So we always want to have me'enech hasima, seal me'enech hasima. So me'enech hasima, we've got to finish off also Boinei Berachma Yerushalayim. What's going to happen with the tzim mishpat tipode? So he says, no, don't worry about it. He says, there's a different pshat in tzim mishpat tipode. He says, the pedia, no, he says, tzim mishpat tipode, not talking about the Eibishter mishpat. It's talking about if the Yidden will do mishpat, tzion b'mishpat tipode. If the Yidden will do richting a mishpat, bin adam lechaveroi, and without sign based in, sign stamben on lechaveroi, they'll judge each other nicely, judge the kavschos, judge based in, then it'll be tipode tzion. So that Mela, don't worry anything about that tzim b'mishpat tipode means real mishpat. No, about the tzim b'rachmim, that we say v'zechzenam b'shuvcho letzim b'rachmim, or we b'rachmim, over the mishpat, and the pshat is, it's talking about if we do mishpat correctly, or it means that tipodeh will be the mishpat, or the b'niyah will be b'rachmim, and we've got to finish off me'enach hasima. So that's why in davening we don't say rachim. However, in Birkas HaMazon we finish off b'nei b'rachim of Yerushalayim. That's the end of what we've got to say for Birkas b'nei Yerushalayim. Well, it's getting late. The Birkas HaToyva HaMeitev HaShteitzach, it's going to be Tu B'Av on this Wednesday. We will know plenty about it. It was made midrabanan. HaToyv was made for that. I can just tell you very short the history. What, there were 64 million Kleine Kinderlach Tenokei Shebisravon were all killed. It's I think we can't understand the numbers are too great for us to understand. 64 million people used to live in Beitar. And they were there, they were lying there helplessly for 25 years. It was a tremendous, tremendous simcha that on Tu B'Av the Eibishter came again, Berachmim. So HaToiv is that Chenidulik. Normally a body goes bad after a few days, it goes bad already. But Shalei Yisrichu for 25 years. But why now? Why did we banish it? Why did the Chazal put it in now because I'm Muslim? So again, the Rishonim go to town. Why do we have to thank Hashem? So the Rosh says, simple, it's Haidah, now is the time of Haidah. However, the other Rishonim, the Meiri and the Tzlach, they said, no, we're scared. Like the Pasuk in Ekev says, Pentuchel v'savata, Pentuchel v'savata, and you'll come, v'romas l'vavecho, v'shachachto s'shem l'kecho. So, in order to say that, dafke in the time of v'achalto v'savata, don't do v'rom Hashem l'kecha, do v'yachto. Bench the Eibishter. And now think about v'achayit na'libo, you think about the Yom HaMisa a little bit. So what Yom HaMisa are we going to think about? We think about what happened to Beita. Think about the millions of people that were killed. And v'achayit na'libo, once he's satisfied and feeling all good about himself, don't come along and be v'rom v'echa and talk being about Gaiva. No. B'selach no. That's basically the other Rishonim finish off. Explain. applicable nowadays, why? Because of the what's going on with Corona, you mean? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, think of it. Huh?
To remember,
yeah. You're right, you know, like Mr. Yossi Ozan wants to say, unfortunately at the time of the Corona, the people couldn't come near to the Kavura. What the Kavura wasn't the same, it wasn't a normal Kavura. If Shamini Mutsumtum, we can just about touch them, yeah? So it's a V'achayit Naliboy, after benching, during benching, think about it, don't come away as a Valgaiva, think a little bit about what's going to be Lassid Lahoy. Let's just finish off two more small points and then we'll stop there. We go through the Harachmons. Harachmons, why do we say Harachmons? Actually, it's not actually Medina, because it's just once we do a mitzvah, Chavetz Chaim says once we do a mitzvah, then it's a time of a skula, like after the ladies light the Drakas Aneiros. It's a skula after doing a mitzvah, not to daven. Someone was more to me. Unfortunately, some Noshim think the ik is it's Shabbos to daven for our children. Karate, we know we do a bisla, we light candles. You know, like unfortunately, sometimes people think of Kupato A. By Hanukkah time, the ik is to give tzedakah. Granted, if they made the time to give it by Hadlok Sneis Chanukah. It's unfortunately the opposite. The ik is do the mitzvah. Hadlok Sneis Chanukah, Hadlok Sneis Shabbos, because I want to do the mitzvah. You've done a mitzvah, you've got Eis Rotz now. Zogar Rachmond. The Svadim actually Adamu Rachmond. It's a time of some for Shleima, it's a time of Bakoshos. At the end of the Rachmons, and this aura, my father Zang is on tears of aura to me, he thinks that he's as a aura, the Nusach stays because we don't change, it's a aura. Yeah. We say, Harachmon Yavorech, for children, it says, Harachmon Yavorech, Ovi Mori Balabais Hazeh. Simi Mirosi Balasabais Hazeh. This is what children who are staying in their parents' house. You could say the Shtikula Mishachts. What happened was, why do you have to mention to Hashem who Ovi Mori is? You want to ask Hashem to give a brach to Ovi Mori? You say Ovi Mori, you have to tell him he's a Balabais Hazeh, he rents the house, he owns the house, a chiluk. In the benches, it used to be a dash. If you're benching for your father, say, Yivarchum Yivarchus Avi Mori Vesim Mirosi. If you're benching for the Balabais, I think you're benching, Yivarchus Balabais, as well as Bais is it. With the time goes on, things get messed up. It's like for those people who don't know in Baruch Aleinu, they say the same Baruch, the same Talamot and Baruch. It's all part of the line. So it's Gemara Gemishacht, that's what you say. So this is a ha'ara, it's possibly a correct, but the Nusach says, children say Yivarech Zavmeres Balabais Hazeh, but it's something to think about. Why did they say Yivarech Balabais Hazeh, not the holy Yerotzen? And it could be the Yerotzen comes from the Gemara, it's fresh, can't say a long Yerotzen to remember, you don't have benches, you just say Yivarech Balabais Hazeh, in Losh Nekitzah, but it's a long bracha. It's a ha'ara, something to tumble about. Finally, I'll finish off with Magdil and Migdol. How come on Shabbos we say Magdil? On weekday we say Magdil, and on Shabbos we say Migdol. What's the difference? Now, the truth is, as in Taich, it's no difference. Migdol is a tower of Yeshua Yismalko, he's talking about David HaMelech. We're asking to get back David HaMelech, the David HaZaradoy. Migdol Yeshua Yismalko, the tower of Yeshua of the Melech, of David HaMelech. And he says, "Oisach Hashem Shicho, he should stay l'dovah d'zara adoylam." However, the Torah Tamima has written a sefer on benching. He says it's a tall sefer. What happened? There's two psukim that have got Magdol or Migdol. This puts in Tehillim. It says Magdol Yeshua Yismalkoi. In Shmuel base, it says Migdol Yeshua Yismalkoi. So what happened was it said in the Siddur. Base Shem base Oima Migdol Yeshua Yismalkoi. Base Shem base Aleph in Noshet Tevas. So the printers thought it's B'Shabbos Oimrim Migdol Yeshua Yismalkoi. Really, it's B'Shmuel base Oima Migdol Yeshua Yismalkoi. This is what the Torah Tamima says. However, it may be a nice tent, but unfortunately there are many that are against this tent because the Rishonim already, Avodram, who came a long time before the Torah Tamima, a long time before the printers, they had this Nusach, and they do explain why on weekday we say Magdal, Shabbos say Migdal. So they say, first of all, they say it's a pisoid. I haven't got it, I've seen it brought down, I haven't checked up. The Shlom, Pashas Noyach, has got a pisoid, what's going on. But there's a simple pshat is, Migdol is mole with a vav, and it's a cholim. On Shabbos, it's a time to be, you know, it's a time where we can think, say things mole, with a cholim, with a stronger letter. On Shabbos, the Pasach Tzogna, as a weekday, we say it. Chosa, it's more, you know, the Shechina is not with us as much as it's on Shabbos. Mele is a chosa. It's a shtickle of chat, but I think the rest of it is that we saw it. Eibes Shalhalfur is a Sholem Roimov, we have Sholem Aleinu, a call Yisrael, the Emru, or the Eibes.